Welcome to the Gut Doctor Podcast, where Dr. Neil Parikh describes GI disorders and answers common questions related to the GI tract. Please note this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. We hope you enjoy.
All right, so we are back in the GI 101 series today, and we're going to talk about a very commonly used agent, commonly known as Miralax, or polyethylene glycol 3350, or PEG 3350. And to discuss that and constipation and bowel prep and risks and benefits, I'd like to introduce Kevin Grudan. He's a second-year gastroenterology fellow at Bay State. Kevin, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Neil. I'm a big fan of the podcast.
So, Kevin, as a gastroenterologist, constipation is one of the most common clinical questions we face. Now, as you know, there are many different pharmaceutical and even non-pharmaceutical options for constipation, but one of the most frequently used one is polyethylene glycol 3350, or PEG 3350. And for our listeners, popular trade name for that is like Miralax, Clearlax. Kevin, what is polyethylene glycol?
Yeah, so polyethylene glycol is a poorly absorbed sugar. Is used to treat constipation. It's classified as an laxative, meaning it works by drawing water into the colon. This softens stool, so it's easier to pass. PEG comes as a flavorless powder that you mix with water or another beverage.
You know, listeners have likely heard of this agent. Not necessarily for constipation, but some of our listeners 45 and above may have heard of this when it comes to bowel preparations for colonoscopy. So how does what you described, you know, this osmotic type laxative work to purge your colon or treat constipation?
So PEG is the main ingredient of Golightly, a prescription medicine used to clean the colon before a colonoscopy. Golightly contains 236 grams of PEG mixed with electrolyte powder supplied in a 4-liter disposable jug. On the day before your colonoscopy, you should fill the jug completely with water, mix it, and place it in the refrigerator. At 5 p.m., you should start drinking an 8-ounce glass of the preparation every 10 minutes. Some patients prefer their prep the evening before the colonoscopy, while others prefer it in a split-dose fashion, where the second half is taken the morning of colonoscopy. Watery bowel movements usually begin within 1 hour of starting the preparation. By the time you're finished with Golightly, your bowel movements should be clear or yellowish liquid. On the other hand, for treatment of constipation, PEG is sold over the counter under the popular brand names that you mentioned, Miralax and Clearlax. The powder comes in bottles or single serve packets. The powder should be mixed and dissolved in 8 ounces of water, juice, or another beverage and consumed immediately. It's often taken once a day as needed, and for most people will produce a bowel movement within 1 to 3 days of taking it. It can be taken at any time of the day. However, it is best to take it in the morning so you'll be able to have a bowel movement during the day rather than in the middle of the night.
So yeah, so obviously if you're going to take this for constipation, if you take it and you're going to have a bowel movement within an hour of taking it, possibly, then daytime is much more convenient. We may frequently see used in ways like, you know, for bowel preparation or constipation, and we talk about for constipation, but that's an off-label approach. And I think I just want to note that to our listeners that it's off-label when you use PEG for chronic constipation. However, it has been approved for occasional use for constipation. If a listener is trying to use it or a patient is trying to use it for chronic constipation, what do you recommend as a dosing for this approach?
So the typical dosage of PEG to treat occasional constipation in adults is 17 grams mixed in 8 ounces of liquid and taken once daily. Miralax single dose packets contain 17 grams of PEG, and the bottle tops of Miralax containers conveniently are measuring caps marked to contain 17 grams of powder. Of note, some patients take 17 grams of PEG less than once daily, while others take it as much as 2 to 4 times a day. It all depends on how much is needed to relieve your constipation, and this should be discussed with your physician.
So patients often ask what they should mix the PEG with, and you mentioned earlier water, juice, or any beverage. Any tips or tricks?
Yeah, so for constipation, PEG can be mixed with almost any liquid, including water, juice, tea, coffee, or soda. Though with carbonated drinks, keep in mind that the bubbles may make you feel more bloated. PEG and Golightly prior to colonoscopy can be mixed with either water, lemon lime Gatorade, or a clear flavor of Crystal Light to make it taste better. Sometimes Golightly Prep will come with a different flavor packet options, including pineapple, lemon, or berry. Another option is to drink it with a chaser. So after each glass of the salty prep, you can drink a few sips of white grape juice or apple juice. Of note, juices that are dark or red, purple, or orange colored should be avoided because they can look like blood in the colonoscopy camera view.
We mentioned earlier that for chronic constipation, daily PEG use is off-label. So, what are the potential side effects of daily PEG use?
So PEG is generally a very safe medication with a low risk of serious side effects, but potential side effects do include diarrhea, bloating, gas, nausea, and abdominal pain or cramping. Diarrhea is more likely to occur if you take more than the recommended dosage. Although PEG can cause bloating or gas, these side effects are actually less intense than with other osmotic laxatives such as lactulose. A very serious allergic reaction to PEG is rare.
So, are there any downsides, Kevin, of taking PEG, MiraLAX, ClearLAX daily for prolonged periods of time? You know, patients often ask, is there a risk of dependency?
So I have not personally seen this yet, but some patients do have problems with persistent MiraLAX use where they become physically or psychologically dependent on the medication to produce regular bowel movements. Persistent and excessive use can also increase the risk of electrolyte imbalances and dehydration from electrolytes and water lost in excess stool. This can lead to weakness, lightheadedness, and irregular heartbeats. As you mentioned earlier, PEG to treat chronic constipation is an off-label approach, so you should consult your physician before using prolonged treatment of MiraLAX.
Are there any conditions that you're aware of where PEG use is contraindicated?
So PEG is contraindicated in patients with known or suspected bowel obstruction, appendicitis, perforated bowel, or hypersensitivity to the medication. Precautions should be taken in patients with electrolyte imbalances and patients with kidney impairment due to the small risk of electrolyte and fluid shifts. And this risk is increased with overuse of PEG.
Anything else you would like to add when it comes to PEG 3350 and constipation?
So polyethylene glycol is one medicine used to treat constipation, but there are other options too, including other osmotic laxatives such as lactulose and magnesium citrate, stimulant laxatives such as bisacodyl and senna, and fiber supplements such as psyllium and methyl cellulose. You should discuss these options with your physician, especially if not responding to the standard 17-gram daily dose of MiraLAX. A diet low in fiber and water, inactivity, and certain medications such as narcotics, anticholinergics, and iron tablets can also be constipating. Medical therapy, in addition to modifications to the diet, lifestyle, and medications, should all be considered in the management of constipation.
Kevin, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, Neil.